This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From YahooSports.com, he's sports columnist. He's Dan Wetzel. Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
And belated Happy New Year. I don't know if you're a fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he said it's too late, but, you know, we're still 2 weeks in. So Happy New Year to you.
Don't put Dan, a spite store, man.
Spite store. That's awesome. All right, let's go back to Wild Card Weekend and the Ravens. You know, I'm using air quotes, exercising demons against Tennessee. So that's of local interest. But, you know, the other big storylines for you going back to last weekend in the playoffs were what?
Well, I mean, obviously Cleveland getting its first win in 18 years in the postseason, and talk about exercising demons, beating the Steelers to do it, the team that literally has, you know, tortured them probably more than any other. I think that was probably, I mean, there's a lot of good angles here, but I thought that was a big deal. I think there's a little bit of, you know, I think there's an interesting kind of changing of the guard, as I think is going to be a big storyline as we go forward. You know, you get Lamar Jackson gets his first playoff win. Josh Allen gets his first playoff win. Baker Mayfield gets his first playoff win. In doing so, they get rid of Roethlisberger and Phillip Rivers. Even Tannehill's in his 30s. You know, the AFC is all quarterbacked by guys 25 or under. And the NFC, there's Jared Goff if he's going to play, but then you have a 37 or 8-year-old Aaron Rodgers, and then Breeze is 41 and Brady's 43. So you sort of have this. We're very likely to have a Super Bowl with a, you know, a 25 and under and you know, about a 40 something matching up. And I think it's pretty interesting. But you watch these young quarterbacks, you know, really starting to assert themselves. And they're all, even though some of them, you know, Mahomes and Jackson are not new players or Mayfield, but they're still all in those early 20s or just in the mid 20s. I think that's a pretty significant long-term look at the league as there's really a changing of the guard, and it may be in the Super Bowl as an AFC NFC deal.
When you look at the New Orleans Tampa game, you know, and New Orleans has got to beat them for a third time, and they hadn't played them in a while, I think since November, and Tampa's gotten better, and I think Tampa's offensive line has improved. I mean, because they played a good Washington front last week, and they did a good job, and Brady needs protection, you know, and that's what he didn't have last time they played New Orleans. So if he has protection, because it doesn't seem like New Orleans scores points like they used to score points.
No, I don't think Breeze is what he was at all. That's why they played Taysom Hill so much. Yeah, I think if they get protection on Tom Brady, Tampa will win. I just think if we've watched this for nearly 20 years or 20 years now, if Tom Brady's got time, he's going to win the game. So I wouldn't bet against that. I mean, there's all this hard to win three times and stuff. I don't think any of that matters. You know, most games in the NFL are close, so it's always challenging to win a game. But I think a lot of it comes down to quarterback play, of course, and which one of these guys plays better. I think Brady's a better quarterback than Breeze at this stage, and so who gets the pressure, who's able to do stuff. You know, as always in playoff games, turnover and all that. But certainly be a fun game and an interesting game and a throwback game between those two. And the idea of a 41 and a 43-year-old quarterbacking teams in the divisional round is not just, you know, it's historic, and it would have been unthinkable a few years ago when guys are washed up at 35, 34.
You know, that Packers-Rams game, I just, you know, the cold, a team from L.A. going to, you know, Green Bay to play in the cold. And then, you know, we were in San Fran one year. We had to play a wild card game. Steve Young hurt his ribs, and then we had to go to Green Bay. And we got pummeled because Steve ended up getting knocked out, you know. And then Aaron Donald, you know, has a rib issue. And if he's not 100%, I just don't know if that Rams defense will be able to stop the Packers.
Aaron Donald's injury obviously just weighs over everything on this.
Yep.
Packers are better than the Rams to begin with, but you take out your best player and the guy that can really wreak havoc on a defense, there's just no replacing that player. There's no next man up when you're talking about Aaron Donald. And so you have to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers. And even then, he's great scrambling and improvising on the move. But if he's sitting back there without pressure – I just don't see how the Rams do it. You know, the cold, you'd know better than me how much it does or doesn't affect. I've seen some oddball victories up there, too. Atlanta went up there and won in a freezing game. It can affect everybody, but certainly it's an advantage for Green Bay. In a playoff or home field advantage really doesn't matter nearly as much. It would be a much bigger deal if that place was filled and loud and all that. So the Rams do dodge that, but they're not going to dodge the weather. And I don't know. I have not checked the Green Bay weather, but I doubt it's warm.
34 degrees is the early forecast.
34?
Hey, Dan, if
you... That ain't bad. That ain't bad for there.
Yeah. If you were a GM, of all the candidates out there and stuff, who do you like? Who would you hire?
Ooh. I don't know. I think that's why we haven't seen anybody.
That's why nobody's been hired.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of wild, right? Second interviews, third interviews, expanding candidacies. I don't know. I think it also depends on what you're looking for. I thought Jacksonville, if Jacksonville could get Urban Meyer, this would be done by now. I'm surprised Jacksonville hasn't made a hire, because that's certainly a job that a lot of coaches would, you know, appeals to. You're going to get a little bit of time. You have $89 million in cap, or almost $100 million actually maybe now in cap space, and you're going to get Trevor Lawrence. You got four top 50 picks. You know, you've got so much to create a team in your image. You know, that might be, you know, the fact that hasn't gone. But I don't know. I don't think it's a super strong candidacy just based on the fact that people aren't getting hired. I don't know. You know, I mean, Eric Bieniemy seemed, from my perspective, meeting Eric Bieniemy seems really, really cool guy, really impressive. Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator of the 49ers, like, you know, that's the guy that could make you run through a wall, right? Like, but something's going on in these interviews where everyone's not jumping at them. So I don't know. It's a tricky situation. There's obviously not just one clear-cut candidate that everybody wants.
Dan Wetzel, YahooSports.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7, the Fan, the Ravens-Bills matchup. You alluded to earlier, Dan, it featured two of the young franchise quarterbacks in the National Football League. What's the most anticipated part for you of this game? The quarterbacks cannot be denied, but how do you see this game unfolding? What's going to be the difference ultimately for the winning team?
Well, you know, I'm interested. Can Baltimore do what they did last week? I mean, that defensive effort by Baltimore last week was so impressive, and not just in scheme and in production, but just in toughness and togetherness and all of that. It was just such an impressive defensive performance. And then Lamar Jackson did what a superstar is supposed to do, and basically made, I would say, you guys, I'm sure, have gone over the game a little closer than I watched it once, at least three runs, but certainly two, the long touchdown run and then the one that sealed it at the end, where it's literally like, all right, I'm the best player on the field, and I'm going to win this game right now. And that's what you need out of that level of player. When you have that level of player, you're tough to beat because you just can't really do anything. You know, that touchdown run, I think 10 guys had a shot at him. It didn't matter. So can the defense play the same way and keep it in there so Lamar can go win the game? Like, I don't think this is the best Ravens team I've ever seen. I don't think it's got the greatest offense, but it does have a player who can alter things. So that's really what I'm looking for. Can the defense keep them in it so Lamar can win? I'm guessing that's my formula on how to win. You guys watching or analyzing this closer, so I'd actually be interested to see what you thought of that theory. Very basic theory, but that theory.
I think the real basic theory is whichever quarterback plays better, that's who's going to win.
It's kind of every game. That's the problem.
Right. Well. Both quarterbacks, are counted on to do a lot. I'm guessing that, Lamar's going to run it a lot. He'll throw it. And Josh Allen, I'm guessing he's going to run double-digit times. And, if you look at the stats, he's probably going to throw it 35 times. So they're both going to have their ball in their hands a lot to make plays. So whichever one does better, that's the one to me. Because last year when they played, Josh Allen stunk. He had a 60 quarterback rating, and Lamar played better, and they won.
Yeah. Well, and Josh Allen's progression from last year to this is amazing. And usually quarterbacks, at least when you talk to NFL scouts, like the thing they worry about most are with a college quarterback and picks is accuracy. You can't really improve your accuracy. It doesn't generally happen. If you're accurate, you're accurate. If you're not, you're not. This guy broke that theory and has gotten much more accurate and much less reckless. I mean, he could always throw it. He has he can throw it hard and long and all that and things like that. And he can run. He's a good athlete and he's a big guy, but the accuracy was the issue, the turnovers, and he has changed that. And that's what's made Buffalo go from, a team that was okay to absolutely capable of beating, of representing the AFC. Now, does that stand up as playoff rounds go on? That's probably the question Josh Allen has to answer because he just hasn't answered it yet. My guess of the way he's been playing is he can. So I agree with you. Can Buffalo knock him off their game is huge. Last week, another old coaching philosophy, don't let their best player beat you. Mm-hmm. Baltimore didn't allow Derrick Henry to beat him. And they said, make someone else beat us, and nobody could. Can they do that again? I don't know. It's maybe even a tougher challenge. Stopping Derrick Henry wasn't easy.
Dan Wetzel covers the NFL and sports in general for YahooSports.com. Dan, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the divisional round of the playoffs, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon here.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.